Welcome to the Do Deals Get Rich podcast.
The two rules to buying any business.
Making the barrier to entry just so easy.
Here's how you get your money back.
That was really good. Welcome to the Deal Maven podcast. I'm here, Chandler Weber, with my amazing host, Raleigh, Mr. Mergers Acquisitions Williams. How you doing today?
Good. Yeah. Crushing it.
Excited to join again, everybody, on the as we continue this series of our Uncle Buffett wisdom. Again, make sure everybody that you're joining, who's joining, who's liking the show, that you like, subscribe, follow the show. I've always heard it as pay the fee. So you got to pay the fee if you want to join, do some deals and get rich.
Yeah. What's the fee?
Paying the fee is you just got to like the show, subscribe, leave us a review.
5 stars. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's got to be 5 stars. Yeah. Just be honest. Just be honest. You know, if it sucks, let us know if it sucks.
If it sucks, DM us.
Yeah. Put it on there. If it doesn't suck. But please let us know in the reviews as well. What kind of content, guests, people you want to know from as well. We do read those and we watch them. We look at them. So let us know in there as well.
Cool. So on this one, I wanted to go over the two rules to buying any business and to doing any deal. And this is again from Buffett and Munger. And so the first rule to doing any deal is to not lose money. And the second rule is to not forget rule number one. And that's
pretty
it.
Easy rules.
And it seems simple, but I think it's really easy to get tied up as you start looking at things and things as you start looking at potential acquisitions, whether it's on market or like talking to brokers or potentially talking to investors. It's really easy to get tied up into the like, how much money you can potentially make in all of the best case scenarios and all of the projections that people are throwing at you or that you're building for yourself if you're an optimist. And it's always important. One thing that I remember when I was in a business school class, this guy was the CEO. He had been the CEO of CNA Insurance. And so he had run this multi-billion dollar insurance company. And he had exited, he had gone onto the board, and he said, when you get to a certain level, you learn this and it would have helped you so much more along the way. And it's, you should always be focused on the return of your capital more than the return on your capital. And so that's about focusing and making sure that when you send your dollar children out into the world, that they have a very safe path to come back home to you and find home again in your bank account. And so like, don't send your dollar babies out on like these like crazy risky like ventures where they're like having to like cross the Pacific Ocean on a little life raft, like make it to England and like make it back to you.
Good.
Even if like the promise of your children going on that journey is that they bring seven more children back for every child that leaves, like you're so much better off if you just like have them go down to the grocery store and come back home. You know what I mean? Like focusing on like, what is the path? Like, what are the things that put my dollars at risk? And what are the things that make it less likely for them to return home to me? And so what like Buffett, Munger, like the best deal guys talk about is like building in a margin of safety of every deal that you do. And so like the margin of safety is just what is the difference between the price that I'm paying and the value that I'm receiving for that. Because those are going to be two separate numbers. If you're paying exactly, if the price is the value, then there's no margin for safety because you're not getting any breathing room between the value of what you're acquiring and the price that you're paying for it. And so margin of safety is all about understanding how to place a value on the things that you're looking at potentially acquiring. And even if you don't have a ton of money right now. So like a lot of times when you don't have a lot of capital, you feel like you put yourself into this box and you feel like you need to take, you have less of a margin of safety for things, or like you don't have the luxury of focusing on return on capital versus return of capital. And I understand that, but if you're in that position, it'll be so much easier for you to find, it's not that hard to find money for deals. It's not that hard to find investors to go into deals with you. And when you're looking at deals with a potential investor in mind, and you can have the conversation with the investor and say, listen, here's kind of the best case scenario of how much money we can make together. And like, here's all the ways that I'm going to make sure that in as many circumstances as I can control, here's how you get your money back. Here's how you get return of your capital. And then let's start with that as the thing that we focus on. And then we can move forward into the return on your capital and what it all looks like as we move forward together.
That's awesome. That's perfect. I think that's perfect. I love the old Hansel and Gretel analogy. You know, leaving the breadcrumbs for your babies to come back.
Yeah.
That's perfect. And then as well, just like having that understanding, like those two rules. I love that. I have the rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
It's very simple. And one of the, like, in terms of sending your dollar babies out into the world, one of the things that always puts them at risk is how much leverage or how much debt you're bringing into any deal. So in terms of thinking about your dollar babies going out into the world, one of the things that puts them most at risk of coming back, really the biggest thing that puts them at risk, is leverage that you're bringing into a deal and debt. You know, like Buffett talks about like the three things that make people go broke is liquor, ladies, and leverage. And like really in a business setting, it's really leverage. Mm-hmm. And like debt is a powerful tool that you can use in doing acquisitions and doing deals. One of the things that you have to understand when you're doing deals, as you send your dollar babies out into the world, if your dollar babies are Little Red Riding Hood, the wolf that exists that puts them at risk is leverage and bringing debt into deals. And debt sits there and it puts everything at risk. Everything can go well with debt, and debt is a great way to juice returns if you know what you're doing. But you don't ever lose deals. You don't really lose deals by overpaying for them. You lose deals by over leveraging them and bringing too much debt into the operation and assuming that everything will go well. Every piece of debt that you bring into a business or an acquisition or a deal, a piece of real estate, whatever, the water has to be less and less choppy for things to go well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because as things get choppy, and as income goes down, or as customers dry up, or as COVID hits, the more leverage that you have, right, that turns into the wolf that will eat the rest of your business. So I was in the trampoline park business, and we'd raise money from investors, but we did it through equity financing. So like we didn't take debt on, right? We let them come into the capital. We let them come into our capital stack. They got ownership in the new parks that we were building. And we did that. We were 50-50. We were like, we can grow through debt. Like we have high cash flowing businesses. What if we just leverage up? We keep 100% of the business. And what if we expand just through doing it in debt as opposed to bringing people in and we have partners and they get a vote and it's more complicated, blah, blah, blah. We decided to do equity financing because we found people that we really like, that were good partners, that were smart, and like they were really cool. And so we decided to bring them into the capital stack, into those new parks that we built. Had we done debt financing and COVID hit like it did, right, and most of our parks were shut down for 4 or 5 months, and a lot of the landlords didn't give us the flexibility to continue on, like to like alleviate rent or anything. If at that same time we had had lenders coming for the $5 million that we would have needed to raise to run those other couple parks, and we were needing to come up with $50,000 a month on top of rent to cover the $5 million of debt, we would have gone bankrupt. Like it would have wiped out the entire business. The healthy parks that had done well, and also the new parks that we had built. And so like that decision that we had made to bring on partners and avoid leverage, even though from a projection standpoint, we would have been making so much more money had we just levered up, right? The water has to be very, very smooth. You have to have completely smooth sailing for everything to go. And so when you have a black swan event like COVID, where completely unexpected, right? All of the models don't matter anymore. And what matters is the debt payment that you have to make on a monthly basis. And so the safest way to not lose money and to not forget rule number one is to use debt very judiciously, very safely. And even if you don't have the money and you don't, and you're like, I don't know how I'm supposed to like not lose money because I don't even have any money to lose. If you're looking at deals and you can show people that it is a very safe thing that you're going to do, and you can lay that out and show them a very clear path to keeping their money safe, like money will come. If you have a deal that's interesting, like I'll invest in it. If you can show me how I'm going to make money and like my capital is going to be very protected, like I'll give you money. So hit me up on in the DMs. I will invest.
That's perfect. I think that's a perfect way to segment into. If you actually are wanting to invest, you've got the Primo Syndicate, maybe.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know. So again, just thank you everybody for joining the podcast on this. I hope you guys understand the obviously those two rules. Rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, don't forget number one. Best way not to lose money, have that margin, high margin of safety. And then the fastest way to lose your money is just being over leveraged.
Yep. Right?
And so again, thank you guys again, everybody, for joining on the podcast today. Again, make sure you leave a review, like, and subscribe. And again, if you are wanting to, we are looking at taking on deals. So if you are wanting to, either take some, what would you call it? Take some capital off the table.
If you're looking for a little bit of liquidity, we typically do minority deals at the Primo Syndicate. So if you have issues with your founder that you're wanting to clean up and have somebody new in your cap table, and we can help you scale, you can keep a majority of the business. Or if you're looking to sell the entire business, we look at those deals too. If you're doing at least $500,000 a year in net profit, we would love to hear from you. Or if you know someone that is doing that, we also pay people to scout deals for us. We'll give you 1% of the money up front that we put into the deal. So, and then we'll also let you in the deal if it makes sense. So scouting is a great way to get in. If you don't have any money, if you got a business that you're looking to clean up a little bit, we'd love to talk to you. And if you're looking to sell, we're open to that too. If you're making at least $500,000 a year.
I love it. Well, again, everybody, make sure you leave a comment, like, and subscribe. Remember, do deals, get rich.
Do deals, get rich.
Peace.